of nights of the year.
New Year, same old nonsense. This is Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFL in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata. Thank you for tuning in. Happy New Year. If you observe the Gregorian calendar, all Julian calendar observers, please tune in a few weeks' time. That was Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros, Digging the New, from their first album together, Rock Art and X-Ray Style. And this is a good New Year's message, isn't it? And we're going to go into a proper New Year's song, since it is still New Year's Day for a couple hours at least. It's Lucy Dacus from her 2019 EP of holiday songs, both original and traditional. This is an original composition of hers written for New Year's Day or Eve, whichever.
I drink the dregs of the champagne alone. Warm flat coppery coins down my throat. I'm saving up for a rainy day, and I plan to spend it in one place. I threw the party so I could stay put. You brought the bottle like a promise I forgot. A new year begins, it ushers us in. The knot in my gut is coming with. He'll blame the alcohol and you'll blame the full moon. She'll blame the fall of men and I'll blame the party you that can't let up on the reins. You got life in a chokehold. You say that it's all the same, all glittering fool's gold. I can't tell. big my heart is. Let's open the door, see how many fit. Like drunks in a bathtub, keep piling in. Now I'm locking the door till the morning. He'll blame the alcohol and you'll blame the full moon. She'll blame the fall of men and I blame the evening news for giving us Tuesday and dropping the ball. Building our fear like bricks in a wall. He'll blame his mom and dad and you'll say you understand. She'll blame the wrath of God and I come up empty handed every time he cries out. He'll blame the altitude. She'll blame society and I blame the party you that can't let up on the reins. You got life in a show. You say that it's all the same.
Here we are in London at the K Kingsway Recording Studios, where the Animals would like to wish Art Roberts and the listeners of WLS a very, very happy new year. Let's hear from Alan Price.
Happy New Year, everybody. We hope to be seeing you all soon in Chicago, approximately 4 months' time.
And now let's hear from John Steele.
Hello, people in Chicago, and Art Roberts. Have a ball. Hope to see you soon.
Eric Burden.
We were disappointed the last time because we didn't make Chicago, but we hope to make it this time and get out on Rush Street and Michigan Avenue and places.
And birthday boy, Chaz Chandler.
Oh, hope you all have a good time over New Year. You know, take care in the New Year and look after yourselves.
And last but not least, Hilton.
Well, I know we have a lot of fans over in Chicago, especially in Michigan, so we hope to be over in the New Year and wish you a Happy New Year ourselves personally.
And this is Kingsway Recording Studio signing off and wishing everybody a Happy New Year in America.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Happy New Year.
To
course, that was the Animals with House of the Rising Sun, preceded by a New Year's message they recorded back in 1964 or 65. Before that was Otis Redding and Carla Thomas with New Year's Resolution and Fool's Gold by Lucy Dacus from the 2019 Holiday Song EP. And now that it's 2023, we can talk about 2022 without fear of being proven wrong ever again. But I will say this for 2022, it was a very good year for albums. There were some great releases from old hands like Arctic Monkeys. Their album The Car was very good and continued in the finer traditions of Tranquility Base Hotel Casino, an album that I like and you may not like, but you would be wrong now, wouldn't you? Another good album was a debut album by Wet Leg. Chaise Lounge was a bit of a seasonal hit that you could hear everywhere you went. But there was also a lot of really good releases in the post-punk department, specifically in Yard Act, who are from the north of England, I believe. But their debut album, also titled Yard Act, fittingly, has some really great songs on it. And they've made a name for themselves with duets with Elton John. And hopefully they come back around here very soon, because I missed them the last time around. Anyway, I'm going to start off this next segment with a song from the first Yard Act album. Actually, it's the only Yard Act album, so let's call it the Yard Act album. And this is one that I think very much keeps in tune with the promise of the new year and general optimism when things are still very hairy. But, you tell me what you think. We're going to be setting up a P.O. box at some point this month, so you can send all of your unfiltered comments there. But for now, here is Yard Act.
I was woken by a bang, and I could already taste the pain, the sudden fear that grips and shakes you when you face the truth. Whose sofa was this? Where were my shoes? What did we do last night? I don't remember leaving Nathan's house. Oh yeah, how could I forget why my pants were soaking wet when we'd been ourselves laughing at the news? Did you see it too? It was incredible, they played it on a loop. We couldn't believe it. Basically, they discovered that there were others just like us, other beings, other creatures, other planets and other species who had other gods that they believed in. And they interviewed all of them, and every one of them, not one, could give any hints of a clue what they were doing here either. It's all so pointless. It is. And that's beautiful. I find it humbling, sincerely, yeah. When you're gone, it brings me peace of mind to know that this'll all just carry on with someone else. Someone else. Something new. Something new. No need to be blue. Everything's already hard. Time is true. It's hippie bullshit, but it's true. Come on, yeah. Now we're off to meet them, so pack your weapons. Don't want them thinking they can pull a fast one on us now, do we, Graham?
It's alright, I've fought my wars and I've had our dinners.
Sure you have, but the key to peace lies within us, and we'd already have achieved it if everyone was as enlightened as me. It's hippie, but it's true. Watch me explode. But it's not though, is it? It's really real, and when you feel it, you can really feel it. Grab somebody that you love, grab anyone who needs to hear it, and shake them by the shoulders, scream in their face. Death is coming for us all, but not today. Today you're living it, hey, you're really feeling it. Give it everything you've got, knowing that you can't take it with you, and all you ever needed to exist has always been within you. Give you some of that good stuff, that human spirit. Cut it with 100% endurance.
Thank you. but this will all just carry on with someone else.
Someone else. Something new.
Something new. It's not like there's going to be nothing, is it?
Kitchen window, and I take all my clothes off, take that bottle of champagne, and I pour it on my head, feel a cascade through my hair and across my chest, and the phone rings, and it's my mother, and she says, "Hi, honey, how's Boston?" And I stand there, all alone on New Year's Eve, buck naked, drenched in champagne, looking at a bunch of strangers, looking at them, looking at me, looking at them, and I say, "Oh, fine, Mom, how's Washington?" Party line is I followed you up here. Well, I don't know about that. Mainly because knowing about that would involve knowing about some pathetic, ridiculous, and absolutely true things about myself that I'd rather not admit to right now. I woke up at 3 a.m. with the radio on, that Gladys Knight and the Pip song on, about how she'd rather live in his world with him than live in her own world alone. And I laid there, head spinning, trying to fall asleep, and I thought to myself, "Oh, Gladys, girl, I love you, but oh!
Yeah.
And that was Lemonheads with a cover of, a cover of Simon Garfunkel's Mrs. Robinson from their album It's a Shame About Ray. And that's a song I like to play every New Year's. And why is that? Well, that's my own personal business, but maybe someday I'll tell you. When you grow up. And before that, we had The Dismemberment Plan from Washington, D.C., and the song was The Ice of Boston from 2004's The Dismemberment Plan is Terrified. And at the start, Yard Act, 100% Endurance, from The Overload, their album, which was apparently released in 21 instead of 22. Anyway, I maintain it's a very good album, and you should check them out. Let's see. It's up at the bottom of the hour, so let's do the legally mandated PSA. So where is it? Here we go. Numbers to think about. Bitcoin energy costs. A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is the equivalent weight of more than two iPhone 12s. Numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Okay, now let's go back into the upbeat New Year's type songs. Here is Chic.
Yeah. way you helped me up when I was down. And I won't forget the way you said, darling, I love you. You gave me faith to go on. Now we're there and we've only just begun. This will be our year. Took a long time to come. And this will be our year. Took a long time to come. My, my, my.
And I get real high. Trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
Four Non-Blondes right there with What's Up, a nice little song to have on this, the first day of this 23rd year of this particular millennium. Before that, Sum 41, Fat Lip, The Zombies, This Will Be Our Year, and in fact it may be. And at the start we had Chic with Good Times, and Good Times will be running out in about 15 minutes, but there'll be more good times to be had, as there's plenty of great programming on WMFO in Medford for you to treat your ears to. Up next, we are going to begin to close things out with a number sung by Michael Fassbender, the actor. That's right, the actor. And it was for the soundtrack to the movie Frank. And I can't really describe the movie, but it's a good, weird, and oddly disturbing time, but still worth your investigation. And it's a song, with all the weird lyrics notwithstanding, still has a very nice New Year's message, which is that I love you all.
Oh, get back in touch and it's a pretty good feeling. Yeah, it feels pretty good. I get a lot of double takes when I'm coming around the corners. And it's mostly pretty nice. Yeah, it's mostly pretty alright. Cause most kids give me credit for being down with it when it was back in the day. Back when things were way different when the youth of today. And the early 7 seconds taught me some of life's most valuable lessons. When the scene will seem less sunny, it'll probably get druggy and the kids will seem too skinny. There's gonna come a time when she's gonna have to go with whoever's gonna get her the highest. There's gonna come a time when the true scene leaders will forget where they differ and get big picture, cause the kids at the shows, they'll have kids of their own. The sing-along songs will be our scriptures. We gotta stay positive. We gotta stay positive. We gotta stay positive. When the chaperone crowned us the king and the queen, I knew that we'd arrived at a unified scene. And all those little lambs from my dreams, well, they were there too. Cause it's one thing to start it with a positive jam, and it's another thing to see it all through. And we couldn't have even done this if it wasn't for you.
Seas between us broad. since all Lang Syne. For all Lang Syne, my dear, for all Lang Syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for all Lang Syne.
That's the loom right there with the Auld Lang Syne, because it is in fact New Year's Day. Happy New Year to all of you. Before that, we had Hold Steady, Stay Positive, and the Sorenferbs with vocals by Michael Fassbender from the film Frank, I Love You All. And indeed we do hear Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford, leaving you with a different one than I normally do, because it is in fact the new year, and it is 2023. Get used to saying that, which means it's a whole new year for us to get through. But you know what? Yeah, we've done it before. We can do it again, right? Of course, right. Ta now.
And be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.